Cybersecurity is front and center this weekend. Microsoft is the latest major company to admit that it has been hacked, and a virus has reportedly knocked some offshore oil rigs offline. Joining us now is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only. Good morning, David. And this is an issue that we have been warned about for some time. Is this just the latest development in that long unfolding process?
Absolutely. And what is going to be a longer unfolding process is that more and more people become aware of and able to use this technology to increase their advantages, whether in business or in international affairs.
And essentially, they're trying to steal either secrets from companies to give them a competitive advantage in the business world, or secrets of possibly our military, our defense, even our infrastructure.
Absolutely. And actually, our guest on the show this evening said, in answer to my question, had there been any evidence of real cyber sabotage as opposed to simply taking information? And he said, not on U.S. soil, but this is an interesting development. It's not quite U.S. soil if it's an offshore oil rig.
That is interesting, because that could possibly alter the U.S. response. We heard the White House talk about it this week, that they are considering ratcheting up their response. They're laying out their plan. What might we see from a U.S. response? We have a cyber division of the military now. We also have our whole toolkit of sanctions and things like that.
Well, I asked our expert, who's one of the Tech World News writers who did the coverage of it for them this week. He didn't expect us to escalate to the point that we and the Israelis allegedly have done against the Iran nuclear efforts, where there was real damage to equipment fostered by a virus that was placed in the control systems of the nuclear processing plants. But if this report about the offshore oil rig is true, it's interesting. It shows that this kind of work can be done. It could become very dangerous, and then we will start suspecting that every mechanical delay on the New York subway system, you know, is this just an accident, or is this something more?
Right, and you know, there's not much intelligence value to getting into an oil rig or getting into an electrical grid, but obviously there is a lot of potential for sabotage there. Are these kind of probing attacks that they can really just see what kind of damage they could inflict rather than actually try to inflict as much damage as possible?
Well, that's certainly possible. Of course, when you're dealing with an offshore oil rig, you have to say, well, could it be a competitor? You know, could it be even environmentalists who are trying to create an accident that will make people more wary of offshore. I mean, there's a lot of science fiction out there, and I'm sure we will see a wave. In fact, there have been two on my desk in the last month of sort of cyber war fiction. So I'm sure we're going to see that. But for most people, the simple answer is don't open any attachments from people you don't know. Be very careful about what you do open on the web. Keep your own system protected.
Right, and that's how a lot of these have been spreading, by employees or people within an installation downloading something they shouldn't. Is any country right now capable of producing the kind of cyber Pearl Harbor that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is warning us about?
Well, I guess we don't know that yet. And even if it should happen, we see that it took a long time for the company that did the research focusing on the one Chinese military building to produce all of its investigations, inferences, and its allegations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take us quite a while to determine whether that is true. But, unlike nuclear power, which is kind of easy to track, at least at the beginning, as people pull together, countries pull together nuclear facilities, warfare on the internet is not nearly as easy to spot.
Yeah, it should be something that we will be monitoring, and something that the White House will likely respond to in the coming days. For yours only at 11 p.m. on our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.